Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, gentlemen and the women who love you, we're going to have a conversation this morning I believe you will find truly enjoy and learn from. It's technology, testosterone, and toys. Is there anything men love more? Well, in the studio with me this morning is Dr. Jeffrey Bogart, SUNY Upstate Professor and Chair of Radiation Oncology. Good morning and welcome back, Dr. Bogart.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This morning we're going to talk about the latest technology, and I'll get your attention by saying they use the words 4D and GPS for the prostate. So now that I have your attention, what is this system, Dr. Bogart?
Well, the system is just that. It is a four-dimensional system, and the fourth dimension we're talking about is time, and in particular, it's movement of the prostate over time. And this is the first system that actually allows us to monitor that continuously during radiation treatment and make adjustments if the prostate does move. What that allows us to do is be more specific in our treatments, possibly give a higher dose of radiation and protect the surrounding area from the toxic effects of radiation.
Well, let's go back and talk a little more about maybe the physiology of the therapy. This is for men who need radiation therapy or who choose radiation therapy for prostate cancer, right?
That's correct. Okay. Radiation is one of the options for prostate cancer. And for men who choose to have external radiation, this is a system that works along with all of our other technology to help deliver the most precise and accurate radiotherapy.
Okay. So the problem with prostate radiation is that the prostate doesn't sit still.
That's right. It can certainly move day to day. We already have a system in place called image-guided radiotherapy, which allows us to image the prostate each and every day before treatment to make sure that we're in the exact right position or the radiation beam is anyway. What we don't have the ability to do until now is to actually look at motion of the prostate during treatment.
During the treatment, right. So in effect, what could have happened before, despite the image guided, was that it could move out of the way.
So it can move out of the way, and there have been several studies that show in a certain percentage of men, it may move quite a bit. Not in everybody, but if you can imagine, if the bowel gas passes through the
right.
prostate, it can move several millimeters up to more than a centimeter or a half an inch.
And so if it moved and the radiation was pointed at a place where it used to be, could you then be radiating the wrong thing?
Right. So the two problems if it moves, number one, we wouldn't be radiating the area in the prostate we want to, and number two, we could be radiating more of the rectum or the bladder, the neighboring organs, and that could potentially lead to more problems.
More problems down the road. All right. So how does this work? I think there's, I read about it and I kept looking at it thinking, oh my gosh, you know, this, I hate to say it, but it almost reminds me of a video game, you know, the way you're putting all of it together, but it really is a great application for that kind of technology. There are something you implant?
So that's right. These are tiny little electromagnetic transponders, little GPS units about the size of a grain of rice. There are three of them. They get placed in the prostate exactly like doing a prostate biopsy. So generally it's our radiologist or the urologist who would actually put these in. There's three of them, and then we can actually track motion of the prostate during treatment once these are in.
So when you implant these, is there pain involved or is it a local anesthetic? Or
it's similar to a biopsy. These are a little bit bigger than the biopsy needles. So there can be a little bit of discomfort. There can be some bleeding afterwards, just like having a prostate biopsy.
Okay. All right. I don't know that all the men listening would have had a prostate biopsy. That's why I wanted to clarify that, because they'll hear this conversation and they'll be thinking in terms of themselves, and they're going to remember back to it if, in fact, they're ever diagnosed with prostate cancer. So you've implanted these things, and then they lie down and there's like a machine that points to them?
So basically they lie down on the radiation treatment table, flat on the back. After we do all the planning for the radiation, we can actually activate the little transponders, the GPS units, with a special panel that lies above them, doesn't touch them, and that helps us to track. There's also a series of infrared cameras in the room to make sure there's no motion of the panel that looks at the GPS unit. So it's a series that makes sure everything is in step.
Okay. Then how long does the radiation last? How long is it each day? They go daily?
It's daily. Typically, radiation is 5 days a week,
mm-hmm.
And it can be up to as many as 45 sessions.
It can.
It can be different for different patients. Each treatment actually takes about 3 minutes with the radiation beam on.
Oh, gosh, that's not very long at all.
There's more time to make sure the patient's in the exact right position.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the Calypso, the GPS, may add 1 minute to the treatment.
And that's about it. Because it is so much more accurate, do you do less radiation than you would if you weren't using this accuracy?
Well, in a way, we think the opposite. We know from some clinical trials that have gone on throughout the country, and we're participating in some trials now, that giving more radiation, if you can be accurate, will lead to better results and hopefully improve the long-term cure.
I see.
So the goal is actually to be able to safely deliver higher doses of radiation. So we are involved in a national clinical trial right now looking at the benefit of giving more radiation. The other thing we're doing, we're involved in another clinical trial where we can give fewer treatments, but because we're more precise, we give a higher dose each day.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the 40 to 45 sessions, we can do the treatment in 28 sessions. And that is a national, what we call a phase 3 trial going on right now, comparing 28 sessions to the more traditional 40 sessions.
Aha. Uh-huh. And just so our listeners understand, phase 3 means you've already been through phase 1 and phase 2. Phase 3 is like the last one before it becomes approved.
That is correct.
Very interesting. And is this something that locally people can participate in, the clinical trials?
Both of these trials are available through University Hospital.
They are. Okay. So we'll give some information about getting involved in that in just a couple of minutes. Let's talk about the men who would receive this treatment. These are men who have been recently diagnosed. Radiation is one of their options?
That's correct. So we're generally talking about men who have localized prostate cancer. That means there's no evidence that the prostate cancer has spread outside the region of the prostate.
Mm-hmm.
For those men, typically treatment options might include surgery,
mm-hmm.
external beam radiotherapy, which we can do with Calypso,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes radiation seed implants, that's internal radiation.
Uh-huh.
If you were to have that, then you wouldn't need the external radiation in Calypso.
And this does really sound similar to the idea of the seed radiation, in that it's the same kind of thing where you're implanting something. What's the difference?
So the seed radiation is actually radioactive seeds that actually give off the treatment.
Uh-huh.
These little GPS units or transponders really are just to monitor the position of the prostate. In fact, we already do have a system where we put little, what we call fiducial or seeds in the prostate for men getting external radiation so we can see where they are on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
And that helps us to set the patient up. We already do that, but that does not give us information of movement during the treatment.
Right. It's really a whole different purpose, isn't it?
Well, it's a purpose to initially set the patient up at the beginning of treatment each day,
mm-hmm.
okay, but it does allow us to continuously monitor motion during the actual treatment.
I see. All right. When you're finished with the Calypso treatments, at the end of whether it's the 28 days or the 40 or the 45, whatever it would be, do you take those little things out?
They're there for good.
They are. And what happens to them? Do they disintegrate or are they there again if it's ever needed again?
My understanding is that they can be activated in the future, but they're not activated unless you actually have the system in place.
Okay, so they're really not, they're very benign all by themselves.
That's correct.
Very good. Is there anything else that we should know about this kind of therapy?
Well, I think it's excellent treatment. Of course, like any treatment option, there are some contraindications to the Calypso system.
Mm-hmm.
Men who have a hip prosthesis, because of the way the system works, it will interfere with us being able to monitor the motion.
Uh-huh.
Men who are on blood thinners may not be good candidates as far as putting the actual transponders in.
Okay.
And then men that are somewhat, shall we say, large, the tracking may not work because there's a certain distance. And the bigger the man, we may not be able to track the prostate motion. So those are things we can measure and talk to people about.
Absolutely. You always have to get the pros and cons of any of these kinds of treatments, don't you? Is there any way that the Calypso machine, the GPS, can be used for other kinds of cancers, or is that down the road?
So right now that's down the road. It is FDA approved for treatment of both the prostate and the prostate bed for men who have had their prostates removed and need radiation.
Okay.
There is a lot of research going on now in other areas, including breast and lung, and we hope to see that approved in the coming year, but right now it's just the prostate.
Very good. And if people want to get more information about having this done, there's a phone number, and I have the phone number I'll actually give, 464-5276, and there's a website too, I believe.
That's correct.
It's upstate.edu/calypso, and we will put a link from our HealthLink on Air website. This is something that people can contact you directly, or they can ask their urologist?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Anything else we should know, Dr. Bogart?
No, I think that sums it up quite nicely.
Very good. Well, this is fascinating, and as I said, I know that men will enjoy hearing about it. If you have to have treatment, you might as well do it with something that's very cool and high-tech, right?
You bet.
Very good. Thanks so much for coming by this morning, Dr. Bogart.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, we need to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.